Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Senate confirmation hearings begin this morning for President Trump's latest nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee less than a month after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Although Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell appears to have the votes to get Barrett confirmed before the election, Democrats have no parliamentary tools to slow down the process in any significant way. That said, expect plenty of rhetorical mortal combat because the stakes are so high. If Barrett is confirmed to fill the liberal Ginsburg seat, the court will have a 6-3 conservative majority, and many of the court's precedents could be at risk. Precedents that range from those involving abortion rights, gay rights, the separation of church and state, and many more. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump will be campaigning in Florida today. It'll be his first trip outside Washington since he was treated for COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning today in Ohio. He has events planned in Toledo and Cincinnati. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, is contradicting President Trump and the president's national security advisor on U.S. troop reductions in Afghanistan. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, the president recently tweeted American troops would be home from Afghanistan by Christmas.
General Milley says U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan will drop to 4,500 next month, but there are no plans for any cuts beyond that. The general declined to talk about the president's tweet, but he did say that National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien's announcement last week that troops would drop to 2,500 by early next year was speculation.
Robert O'Brien or anyone else can speculate as they see fit. I'm not going to engage in speculation. I'm going to engage in the rigorous analysis of the situation based on the conditions and the plans that I am aware of. And my conversations with the president.
The general insisted that any further troop cuts would be determined by conditions on the ground, including continued peace talks, a reduction in violence, and the Taliban breaking with Al-Qaeda and other militant groups. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
A federal judge says officials in Georgia may continue to use electronic voting machines in the November election. Stephen Fowler with Georgia Public Broadcasting has more.
A group of election integrity advocates and voters wanted Georgia to turn off the voting machines and use hand-marked paper ballots, citing cybersecurity risks. The judge had harsh words for state officials and said that more needs to be done to protect voters. But with in-person early voting beginning today, the judge said making changes would be disruptive and confusing.
This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Louisiana are reporting a second death from Hurricane Delta. They say a 70-year-old woman in Iberia Parish died in a fire sparked by a natural gas leak. An 86-year-old man in St. Martin Parish also died in a fire. A new survey suggests many Canadians are more worried about their mental health now than before the coronavirus pandemic. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The survey of about 1,000 Canadians found that 40% said their mental health is worse than before the pandemic, and about 20% said they've increased their alcohol intake. Just under half said their mental health was about the same. Those that reported the largest decrease in their state of mind were in Ontario and in the Prairie provinces. There were some increases in British Columbia and the Atlantic provinces, and about 44% of women respondents said their mental health decreased, while men were more likely to see an increase in their overall mental well-being. The survey also found that 81% of Canadians were staying home more, compared to 94% surveyed in April. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Los Angeles Lakers are this year's NBA champions. Last night, the Lakers beat the Miami Heat 106-93 to win the league finals in six games. The Lakers led by 28 points at the half, en route to the franchise's 17th NBA crown. For LeBron James, this is his fourth NBA title. He won two with Miami and another with Cleveland before joining the Lakers. The finals were played in a bubble in Florida because of COVID-19. Dow futures are down 20 points this morning. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.